Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. If Judge Juan Merchan holds Donald Trump in contempt in his New York criminal case, he could face up to $1,000 fine or 30 days in jail per violation. Glenn says there is something we're overlooking.
So friends, there's something that I've been wanting to talk about ever since the prosecutors in Donald Trump's New York case, the case being presided over by Judge Juan Merchan, since they asked Judge Merchan to hold Donald Trump in criminal contempt. In fact, I think at latest count, the prosecutors are seeking 10 counts of criminal contempt for Donald Trump violating Judge Merchan's gag order. And we've talked a lot about the possible penalties in the event Judge Merchan holds Donald Trump in contempt. They involve a $1,000 fine on each violation, each count of contempt, and up to 30 days in jail for each count of contempt. There is actually something that may present even bigger problems for Donald Trump, and I haven't heard it discussed, but we're going to discuss it today. But as always, I want to start with the recent reporting. This from Politico. Headline, prosecutors say Trump violated his gag order 10 times. The judge is finally set to weigh in. And that article begins, on Monday, Manhattan prosecutors began trying to persuade a jury that Donald Trump is guilty of 34 felonies in his hush money case. On Tuesday, they'll try to persuade the judge that he deserves a more immediate penalty. They want him held in contempt. The prosecutors say Trump has repeatedly violated a gag order that prohibits him from attacking witnesses, jurors, and others involved in the case. Justice Juan Merchan has scheduled a Tuesday morning hearing outside the presence of the jury to consider the prosecutors' arguments. If Merchan agrees that Trump has defied the gag order, he'll then face the thorny question of what to do about it. His options range from a sternly worded warning to a modest fine to a short stint in jail. These statements, prosecutors say, are willful violations of the judge's gag order and risk undermining the integrity of the ongoing trial. They ask the judge to fine Trump $1,000 per violation. In their initial motion for contempt, after the first three alleged violations, they also urged the judge to warn Trump that future violations could be punished not only with additional fines, but also with a term of incarceration of up to 30 days. And now, friends, of course, that hearing was held on Tuesday, and Judge Merchan has taken it under advisement, and he will be issuing his ruling promptly, and then we'll know if he holds Donald Trump in criminal contempt. He almost certainly will, given the obvious violations by Trump of the gag order in his posts and in his speech. But you might think the more consequential question is, okay, what kind of a penalty will Judge Merchan impose? Will it be $1,000 per, so $10,000? And you know what that means to Donald Trump? Precisely squat, nothing. He won't care about that. Might Judge Merchan also order Donald Trump into confinement for a period of an hour, a day, a week, or up to 30 days, 30 days per count of contempt? You know, I think that's very unlikely, particularly in the first instance. In other words, the first time Judge Mershon holds Donald Trump in contempt, he's very likely to impose money fines, money penalties only, and give Donald Trump a stern warning. One more time, do it one more time, and I will order you into confinement for some period of time. So in a very real sense, that would be Judge Mershon putting the keys to the jail cell in Donald Trump's hands. And if Donald Trump decided to continue to violate the gag order, continue to rack up counts of criminal contempt of court, well, then Judge Mershon could order him into confinement for a period of time, which frankly, friends, might be exactly what Donald Trump wants. Let's assume Judge Mershon orders him into confinement for 3 days for continued violations of the gag order. Donald Trump will come out and he'll announce to his supporters, his base, you see, I serve jail time for you. Send me money, more money, more money. Empty your pockets. You already know this will be part of Donald Trump's ongoing grift if he ends up in a jail cell.
Coming up after the break, what will happen if Trump is held in contempt of court? Glenn explains that next on Justice Matters. Beowulf here with Justice Matters, and I am loving the warmer weather and the sunnier skies. It makes you want to get out and move and get healthy. And you can help yourself get healthy and meet your wellness goals with no prep, no mess meals from FactorMeals.com. There's a whole menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat in a well-balanced way. What's my favorite? I love the jalapeno lime cheddar chicken with spicy cilantro cauliflower rice. So flavorful and healthy too. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? Head to factormeals.com/Glenn50 and use code Glenn50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's Glenn50 at factormeals.com/GLENN50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Factormeals.com/Glenn50. Go there.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Donald Trump is currently on pretrial release in all of his court cases. If Judge Mershon finds him in contempt, will that be a violation in his other cases? Here's Glenn.
So friends, there are actually some more dire consequences that could visit Donald Trump in the event Judge Mershon rules that Donald Trump committed the crime of criminal contempt of court. Well, friends, Donald Trump is criminally indicted in not one, not two, but 4 separate cases. He's being prosecuted up and down the Eastern Seaboard in 2 state courts and twice in federal court, once in DC and once down in Florida. And guess what? He's on pretrial release in each and every one of those cases. And each judge has set conditions for Donald Trump's pretrial release. So let's start by looking at a very brief transcript excerpt from when Donald Trump was arraigned on his criminal charges in Washington, D.C., in federal court. I was in the courtroom. I was watching these proceedings in real time. And here is what the judge advised Donald Trump of at that very first court appearance, which is called his arraignment hearing. The court, okay, thank you. Having resolved these conditions of release, I will now move on to warnings and consequences of violating the conditions of release that I set. Mr. Trump, I ask that you please listen carefully to the warnings I'm about to give you, which are provided to every defendant who is released on conditions. You have heard your conditions of release. It's important that you comply with each of your conditions. If you fail to comply with any of your conditions of release, a warrant may be issued for your arrest. Your conditions of release may be revoked, and you may be held pending trial in this case. You may also be charged with contempt of court for having violated court-ordered conditions of release. Now this to Defendant Trump from the judge. Your most important condition of release, sir, is that you not commit a state, federal, or local crime while on release. If you were to do so, again, a warrant may be issued for your arrest, your conditions of release may be revoked, and you may be held pending trial in this case. You see where we're going with this one, friends? This is what prompted me to post earlier today. If Judge Mershon finds that Trump violated the gag order and holds him in criminal contempt, Trump will have violated his conditions of release in his DC federal case. And Trump's pretrial release should be revoked because, you know, the rule of law. So friends, legally speaking, 1 + 1 = 2. One, Donald Trump is on release in not one, but four criminal cases. I only read the transcript from one of his arraignment hearings, the one in DC federal court. That's the case in which he's being prosecuted for trying to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. But one, he's on release in his criminal cases and has been ordered not to commit any new offenses while on release. And the second one is that Judge Mershon is about to decide, and very likely will decide, he committed the crime of criminal contempt of court. So 1 + 1 = 2. He should be revoked on pretrial release and detained pending trial. This is yet another reason Donald Trump should be detained pending trial. Because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with y'all again soon.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.